Mr. Moderator, Reverend Klieg, and Milton, brothers and sisters, and friends, and I see some enemies. This afternoon, we want to talk about the ballot or the bullet. The ballot or the bullet explains itself. My political, economic, and social philosophy is black nationalism. The political philosophy of black nationalism only means that the black man should control the politics and the politicians in his own community. The political philosophy of black nationalism only means that if you and I are going to live in a black community, and that's where we're going to live, because as soon as you move into one of their, as soon as you move out of the black community into their community, it's mixed for a period of time, but they are gone, and you're right there all by yourself. We must understand the politics of our community, and we must know what politics is supposed to produce. We must know what part politics play in our lives. And until we become politically mature, we will always be misled, led astray, or deceived, or maneuvered into supporting someone politically who doesn't have the good of our community at heart. So the political philosophy of black nationalism only means that we will have to carry on a program, a political program of re-education, to open our people's eyes, make us become more politically conscious, politically mature. And then we will, whenever we get ready to cast our ballot, that ballot will be cast for a man of the community who has the good of the community at heart. And the economic philosophy of black nationalism only means that we should own and operate and control the economy of our community. You would never find, you can't open up a black store in a white community. White man won't even patronize you. And he's not wrong. He got sense enough to look out for himself. And you who don't have sense enough to look out for yourself. The white man is too intelligent to let someone else come and gain control of the economy of his community. But you will let anybody come in and control the economy of your community. Control the housing, control the education, control the jobs, control the businesses, under the pretext that you want to integrate. No, you're out of your mind. The economic philosophy of black nationalism only means that we have to become involved in a program of re-education to educate our people into the importance of knowing that when you spend your dollar out of the community in which you live, the community in which you spend your money becomes richer and richer. The community out of which you take your money becomes poorer and poorer. And because these Negroes who have been misled, misguided, are breaking their necks to take their money and spend it with the man. The man is becoming richer and richer, and you're becoming poorer and poorer. And then what happens? The community in which you live becomes a slum. It becomes a ghetto. The conditions become run down. And then you have the audacity to complain about poor housing in a run-down community. Why, you run it down yourself when you take your dollar. And you and I are in a double trap, because not only do we lose by taking our money someplace else and spending it, when we try and spend it in our own community, we're trapped because we haven't had sense enough to set up stores and control the businesses of our community. The man who's controlling the stores in our community is a man who doesn't look like we do. He's a man who doesn't even live in the community. So you and I, even when we try and spend our money in the block where we live or the area where we live, we're spending it with a man who, when the sun goes down, takes that basket full of money in another part of the town. So we're trapped, double trapped, triple trapped. Anywhere we go, we find that we're trapped. And every kind of solution that someone comes up with is just another trap.
Stop! pain, no love, no funds, just crumbs, just drugs, more guns, more deaths, and they young snitch niggas running their gums. DA trying to hold a grudge cause of how I look, they'll throw the book, fuck they honor, God's my judge. And the politicians don't speak for rest, police corrupt and ego trip, peace ain't real, at least not here. Time we fight back and squeeze on pigs, fuck our pop, squeeze on him, cops fuck a ride and go ham. Scapegoats and racial discrimination, we facing, our rights been degraded. I'm tired of slaving, can't survive with these wages. They blame immigration for criminal inflation, but the facts don't validate that. Families lost houses and families lost labor, families lost lives, no justice, just anguish. The ones who been delegated ain't real representation of my peeps, so my peeps stuck on this pavement. We grind for fake statements, but no accounts for savings. Lost generations for the dreams that have been wasted. Cuts on education make our youth's future look faded. Obama ain't displaying this picture I'm painting. They fight over sin, we fight just to make it. Our hopes have been vanquished, our lives have been tainted. Never asked for nothing major, just demanded all the basics. Still they looking at the have-nots like the have-nots just ain't shit. Thirst filled with greed, and while our troops bleed, war rights checks and ain't no money in peace. Stuck in this hell, fend for ourselves, lost lives over green dollar bills. Everything got a price in the bid, can't complain, this is the life that we live. Just trying to make a life for our kids, everything we sacrifice just to win. Despite what it is, rights we defend, we're never giving heaven.